And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. You know, some people like to ask the question, and maybe you ask it, and I've wondered about it. If everything was so good that God made, why is the world such a mess? Why are there wars and murders and thefts and hatred and injustice? Why are there earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes and forest fires and every kind of natural evil? Well, it wasn't so in the beginning. God didn't make it that way. God saw everything that he made, and look, it was very good. Not just good, it was very good. Well, what happened? Well, the Bible tells us what happened. God made man, and he made a beautiful place for us to live. He provided everything we needed. He provided work. He made a garden where the man, Adam, and Eve were to live, and Adam did the work of tending that garden, and he was also what we would call a taxonomist. A taxonomist is someone who classifies the animal kingdom and names each one of them, and so Adam was the first one of those, and he began naming and classifying all the creatures that God had made. The Lord God did not make Adam to be a robot. He didn't make Eve to be an automaton, someone who just did whatever the creator of that automaton said to do. God made us free, because he wanted to be loved freely by us. And this is what it says, verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. You see, it is that choice that became our downfall. It is that choice between good and evil. And we have to say that everything that is evil in this world is because man rebelled against God and did not obey. All the freedom he had to do what was right, he had to choose the one thing that's wrong. And all of us have followed in the footsteps of our first parents. So we need God in our lives to help us to overcome this and to be able to contend with the evil that's in this world, both man-made and natural evil that came about because of man's sin against God and our sin against him, because each one of us have made those wrong choices in life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I confess that I'm a sinner. I am the son of Adam. I am of his lineage. Adam's blood runs through my veins. And I confess to you that I'm a sinner, and I take responsibility for that. I pray, O Lord God, that you would forgive my sins. And this day help me to live as your son, as one who is adopted into your family, so that I may be saved from the evilness and wickedness of this world and live with you forever in heavenly places. In Jesus' name, amen.